How has it been the last year? And you haven't been in the country for most of it. Writing, performing, producing.
It's been so interesting. I think not being able to play live and not being able to perform physically in front of people meant that I just had to put all my time into producing and writing. But I think it's been a really, really good push, because it's meant I've just kind of grown so much in my production skills and written in so many different genres and experimented a lot more maybe than I would have, because I think gigs do take up a lot of like time to prepare and mental strength or whatever. So I don't know, I think having the pressure off of the live side of things actually kind of opened up quite a lot of creativity for me.
So before you left for Canada, just explain to the listener what stage in your career you were at.
I've definitely been writing songs and doing music for almost like 10 years really, and gigging around London and doing like festivals and a few different things, but was sort of like looking for a way to write and get my music out there. And then I ended up linking up with a label called Extreme Music, and I've been working with them pretty much since I left to go and live in Canada. And it's great because it's obviously online, music is kind of online nowadays, so I can kind of work internationally with them.
And how did you find the move to Canada? But it's different, isn't it?
Yeah, very different. It's very North American culture, but I think I've always loved that kind of aspect of, I don't know, like I was born in South Africa, lived in Mexico City, and then raised in London. So having South African parents and kind of always feeling a little bit international, I think it felt kind of weirdly like at home. And Canadians are just so lovely, and Toronto is just quite a cool, like, young city, loads of young people doing creative things, and really, really laid back. So I think that was kind of nice, going from like the rush and intensity of London, and maybe feeling like here's very, very competitive. And then there, I think it is like a bit of a smaller pond, but it's still like, I don't know, people are doing a lot, and it felt like way less pressure suddenly. I don't know why.
And it sounds like, from what you've just said, that it allowed you to be more creative because the pressure has decreased.
Yeah, I think it was probably just a psychological thing for myself, allowing myself to be just kind of a stranger in a new land, and then being able to start from scratch in how I perceive myself as well. I think that's a massive aspect to being an artist or just being a creative person. You can kind of get a bit bogged down in like how you see yourself and what you're supposed to be. So I think kind of, yeah, it felt like a bit of the shackles were off a bit, and I could just kind of do whatever the hell I wanted.
And do you find that COVID has affected the way that you're writing? There's been some positives and some negatives. Do you think that's influenced your work?
I think it's influenced it in the sense of, I was writing a lot of sad songs at one point. I think just because, but you kind of need to have like emotional things to draw from. So in that sense, it has given like everyone like a massive, I guess, traumatic experience, but also kind of silver linings and hope to draw from. So I think in some ways, because I was working from home anyway, and I was always like allowed and able to have my own space to write, the kind of environment didn't change necessarily, but I think the sort of overall psyche of the world definitely had an impact, 100%.
And the process of writing and actually getting something into production and then out as a single or a record, I mean, that to most people will be a foreign working concept, but how does that play out?
Well, obviously the kind of production side and even the distribution side's been democratized like a lot, so anyone can pretty much post music onto Spotify and different platforms, but obviously there's like different levels in terms of production or how you want to do it and how you write and your style and whatever works for you. But at this point I've just been writing, and then kind of I work on Logic and I just produce my songs up, so, and then my partner Patrick very kindly mixes a lot of the stuff.
Good to have a mixer in.
It's great to have a mixer right there when you need him, so that's a massive blessing. And then I normally just send it off to Extreme and they kind of handle the distribution side. But I think, I don't know, it's quite simple, it's really quite nice. I don't know, just get to make music and release it all day.
And you're definitely doing something that you love, though.
Yeah.
Your hobby and your job.
For sure, and I'm lucky because a lot of my songs have been on TV shows recently and Netflix shows, and like Love is Blind, Made in Chelsea, Queer Eye, like so
and
many.
How does it feel when you hear it?
Very, very crazy. I think even though Some people say it wears off, but I don't think it has actually worn off for me. And when I'm genuinely watching something just for myself for fun and hear one of my songs come on, that's just, it's always such a funny experience. Like, I love it so much because, I don't know, like, it feels like you've really contributed something to, like, another, I guess, medium. And obviously TV and film and stuff is
and it's visual as well now, isn't it?
Because yeah,
what you're watching your music rather than just hearing it.
Oh, completely. And it kind of like takes on a new life each time you see it in a different show, so that's what's really cool. And kind of seeing how the music supervisors used it, or yeah, what scene and what they're doing is quite a funny experience. Yeah.
So what was the starstruck moment for you?
Starstruck, oh my goodness, probably I think probably like the first Netflix trailer I got, because it kind of like came up on the homepage and some people messaged me and they were like, oh, have you seen your songs on this trailer? So when you open up Netflix, it will automatically start playing something, and that was one of the ones that was played. I think that was probably my biggest feeling of like, whoa, my song in Netflix is right there.
And do you know how they're going to use it when you sign it over?
Sometimes I do like bespoke stuff, but in general, no, like it's completely up to the supervisors really. So it could be on absolutely anything. I've had songs on Disney Channel, I've had songs on, yeah, like random ITV shows or like BBC, Scotland, random things. I don't know, you don't know.
And has it ever surprised you the way a piece of music has been used? Because you, when you've done it, you've thought, oh, you've got something in your head about how you think it would be, and then it's come out differently. They've used it differently.
Yeah, there was one trailer for a show that they actually kind of integrated two songs, one of my songs and then a different song, and they'd almost layered the two songs together. So that was quite interesting. I was like, wow, I didn't know they could do that. And then a recent one, which was quite funny, was like, Too Hot to Handle. They used one of my songs, but I could hear it as it was just the instrumental, but the title of the song was called Rocking the Boat, and they'd obviously seen the title and used it for that scene because that was the correct theme, but obviously it's only an instrumental. So that was really interesting, seeing how the music supervisor saw the title and then wanted to use it based off of that. So it changes every time. But
interpretation.
Yeah, so that was cool.
So what can the listeners expect from you next? What's next after going back to Canada?
So I've recently started to put out some singles from my new album. It's called Millennial Mal. And it's kind of, yeah, all things millennial, my kind of upbringing, my teenagehood, my young adult life. And I've put out three singles. One's called THC, one's called When I Was 15, and Keeping Plants Alive. And then my next one's called Like Yesterday, and that's coming out on the 27th of August.